So that's off yesterday. We were talking about the din of Shnayim Shesu'ah. So we had different types of Shnayim Shesu'ah. There was one case of Shnayim Shesu'ah where one person did the entire Akira and one person did the entire Hanocha. Then we had Shnayim Shesu'ah where both people did the Malacha, albeit together, but even together, we had a further breakdown. Sometimes you have Shnayim Shesu'ah when each one could do it on themselves. Sometimes you have Shnayim Shesu'ah where each one cannot do it by themselves. So we had a lot of different possibilities. A lot of different tanoims, opinions as to which case this chayav, which case this potter. But the bottom line question that we have to deal with today is, what's the nature of this din of Shnayim Shesu'ah? What is this all about? Why should there be such a patur conceptually of Shnayim Shesu'ah? So the Gemara does derive it from Psukim. The question is there more than that? Is it deeper than that? Is there some kind of a lumdus of a svara? Why two people combining together to do a malacha would be potter? So we quoted at the end of the show yesterday that Rashi says that it's rooted in the din of Shalai Kederach. It's not a normal way to do malacha. Two guys carry a loaf of bread. Two guys hold a pen. Two guys press a light switch together. That's not the normal way of doing malacha. So it's rooted in the din of Shalai Kederach. The problem is, he said, if it's really Shalai Kederach, so why do I need a pasuk to tell it to me? I could have figured it out on my own. So we had to water down the Shalai Kederach a little bit. It's not really Shalai Kederach. I wouldn't have realized that it's Shalai Kederach if not for the fact that the pasuk is mechadesh to me. So it's in the parsha of Shalai Kederach, albeit a little bit of a mechudesh type of Shalai Kederach. But unlike Rashi, there's an entirely different pshat that appears in the Ritva begins in the third of the Maamar Kamos. Yeah, the third and the fourth. Well, it started in the third of the Maamar Kamos. We take a look at the Ritva Masechta Shabbos that he beis and beis. Second line. Pirush HaRamzal. It's quoting from the Ram. The Ram is quotes from Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Yosef. I don't know who that is. But the one of the Chacham is far. Pirush HaRamzal in the second line. The Hocha Kevan Shenimshach Yado B'chol HaMalacha V'Oseba B'chol Kocho Harei Zechosh V'Ose Asakol V'Shein Kein B'Zei Yachol V'Zei Yachol Shelo Oseba Echmeyem Kol Kocho V'Mishim Hachi HaVishnayim Shesu'ah. So comes Rabbeinu Moshe ben Yosef and says that the reason why Shnayim Shesu'ah is potter is because the person didn't give it all to who's got. He didn't put the entire effort into it. He didn't do the entire ma'isa. Since he could have done it all by himself, and he didn't, so he did the malach almost half-heartedly, did the malach with half his kochos, that's what the Torah is potters. So not because the person did it in an abnormal fashion, that's not going to be abnormal. The reason why he's potter is because it's chaser in his koach, he didn't put in kol kocho. So how do we understand this bachleks in Rashi and the Ritva, Rashi and Moshe, Rabbi Yosef, in terms of whether Shnayim Shesu'ah is rooted in Shalai Kederach, or whether Shnayim Shesu'ah has to do with the fact that he didn't give it his entire effort? How do we understand this machlokas in light of the fact that we distinguish between Zeyachol and Zeyachol, or Ze'eno Yachol and Ze'eno Yachol? We learned yesterday that even though we paskin that Shnayim Shesu'ah is potter, that means if two guys close the door of the deer together, each one could have done it on their own. That's called Shnayim Shesu'ah. Two guys carry a piece of bread in the street together. Each one could have done it on their own. They do it together, they're potter. But what's the halacha if two people carry a heavy item in the street, a big heavy table, neither of them can carry it on their own, and they link together, they join together to carry it? Would we say that's covered by Shnayim Shesu'ah? So there is one Tanu who says that's also potter. We don't pass it that way. We pass like Rabbi Yehuda. There's a difference between a case where each one could have done it and a case where each one cannot have done it. What's the lumdus of that chiluk? Why should we differentiate between the two? So let's analyze that. Bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi the Ritva. According to Rashi, he holds that the whole p'tur of Shnayim Shesu'ah is rooted in Shalai Kederach. So then I understand the distinction very well. It makes a lot of sense. If two guys are walking around carrying a loaf of bread, you look at each one of them like they're a little bit off. You need another guy to help you carry a loaf of bread. It's not that heavy. So that's considered to be Shalai Kederach. That's a Meshurah that we have to do the Malachah and the Echiyad. And therefore you're going to be potter. But if you see two guys walking on the street carrying a heavy table together, you wouldn't say they're crazy. You'd say, everybody does it that way. I can't carry the table myself. Zeinu Yachol, Zeinu Yachol. So according to Rashi, the difference between Zeinu Yachol and Zeinu Yachol makes a lot of sense. One is Kederach, and one is Shalai Kederach. What about according to Rabbeinu Moshe, according to the Ritva? So the distinction also makes a lot of sense. According to Rabbeinu Moshe, if you have two guys carrying a loaf of bread together, so each guy is exerting himself very, very little. He should have exerted himself I don't know how many calories it takes to burn in order to carry the loaf of bread, but the person who's carrying the loaf of bread together with somebody else, it's so nothing, it's so easy. He could have done it by himself, and he chose it to do it with somebody else. So that was the Losh of the Ritva, Shkeven, Shalom Asaba Kalechamim Kol Kocho. That's lacking in Kol Kocho. It's lacking in his energy and his effort that he's putting to the Malacha. That's the nature of the Ptuah of Shnei Mishasua. Mashain came, and you have a situation of carrying a heavy table where each one could not have carried it on their own anyway, and now they join forces together. Each one is putting his entire kochot, each one is working up a sweat to do whatever he can to carry this table. So Kol Zman, that each one is putting in his entire effort, then he's going to be chayiv. So Bein Lefi Rashi holds that Shnei Mishasua is rooted in Shaloi Kederech. Bein Lefi the Ritva holds that Shnei Mishasua is rooted in the fact that I didn't put in my entire effort. I understand this distinction. It's not an arbitrary distinction. I understand this distinction that when is Shnei Mishasua Potter, that's what it's Zeh Yochol, V'Zeh Yochol. But if it's Zeh Eino Yochol, V'Zeh Eino Yochol, so then it makes a lot of sense why I'm going to be Chayev.
I'm not sure I understand this far that Ritva's giving. Why do we look to effort?
Why is that important?
Yeah.
Why is that important? Result. You're a result oriented person.
Is there any other source for looking at effort?
I guess
like a
that,
strange concept.
I think that's what this pasuk is teaching us. I think that's exactly what this pasuk is teaching us.
At what point does that no longer make sense? In other words, if I take a rock out on the street with. I could have lifted it with two people, but I used three. So all of us potter because it was three.
Right.
And
that's right. Because each one is not putting in their whole effort. Or according to Rashi, that's a mishnah way of doing it. You have a rock that two people should carry. Now you have three people carry. That's crazy. It depends. Case by case. Sometimes you have a heavy table, though. You do have a third person who schleps along. But if you do it in a way that's mishnah, so according to Rashi, that'll be potter. If you do it according to the Ritva in a way that doesn't take up all your effort, that'll be potter.
According to the Ritva, though, if you... carry by yourself 1 pound, you're chayev. If you carry with another person 10 pounds, you're not chayev. It doesn't make any sense.
Kol doesn't mean that I'm sweating more or I'm sweating less. That means I'm putting in all the effort necessary for that particular malacha. If I strike a match, there's very, very little effort of malacha that's necessary, but I put in the required effort to make this malacha happen. So Kol's not doing it with somebody else, I'm not putting in that required effort, and that's going to be the nature of the poter. So up until now, we've been talking about the two extreme cases of Shnei Mishasua. One is the case where it's Ze'efshar, Ze'yachol, Ze'yachol. Each one can do it on their own. The other case was Ze'eno Yachol, Ze'eno Yachol. What about somewhere in the middle? What if you have a malacha that's being done by two people? One person is Yachol, and one person is Eino Yachol. How does that play out? So comes the Gemara and says, take a look at the second of the Marmakom, back to the end of that sugi that we were talking about yesterday. Amar, two lines from the bottom. Zeh Yachol v'zeh no Yachol, divrei kol chayev. So everybody agrees that if you have a malacha that's done by two people, one person can do it on their own and the other can't. So then everybody agrees he's chayev. Asks the Gemara, hemina yim chayev. Yes, I understand chayev is blush and yachol. It's only one of them is chayev. Which one is chayev? So Amar Rav Chisda, zeh she yachol. The only one who's chayev is the person who could have done it on their own. The is zeh she no yachol. My kovit. If it's the person who couldn't have done it on their own anyway. So what's he chayev for? So Rav Chisda said it's a davar pashut, that the person who the Braisa is singling out as chayev is the person who could have done it on their own. So Amar Rav Nuna, Rav Nuna asks the question, wait a second, not so simple. Do you come and say, yeah, b'hadei? Maybe we should make the Eino Yachol chayev, because the Eino Yachol is the Messiah. He's helping. He's not nothing. He's helping out a little bit. So Amalei said, na Messiah eimah mamish. The fact that somebody is just dragging along, schlepping along, but not really accomplishing anything, Harai is not accomplishing anything. I could have done it on my own. So the person who's schlepping along for good luck, that's called Messiah. Yeah, Messiah, Ein Bo Mamish. So at the end of the day, the Gemara says that in a case of Zeh Yachol, Zeh No Yachol, everybody agrees that the person who's Yachol will be Chayav, the other person will be Potter. So come to Rishonim and have a problem with this Gemara. Just a shock with the Gemara. The Gemara raised the question, Mehemi Nayam Mechayav. Which one of the two should be chayev? Which leads us to believe that the Gemara thought, at least as a Havamina, we could have conceived that the person who couldn't do it on his own is going to be chayev. At the end of the day, it's not true. So don't get too carried away with Havaminas. But the Gemara did present that as a possibility, that the guy who was not doing anything, he's not schlepped along, he couldn't have done it anyway, he's the one who's chayev. Why should he be chayev? Out of both, so Mistamba, the person who's Yachol should be the one who's chayev. So comes the Ritva, and the fourth of the Ramakamos, the second line of the Ritva. About kasha tuva, my besaf kalon b'ha. Why do we even raise this question? Vehechi kasak adaitech to Rav Hamnuna lomar she'eno yachalul de mechayev mishum dekabase abadegza sheyachol filuzeh sheyachol potter. Said, what was Rav Hamnuna even thinking? What was the havamin of the Gemara that the person who can do it, he's the one who should be chayev? Yetziva ba'ara v'gura b'shmeshmaya. That's a phrase from the Gemara that means that the person who's supposed to really be living here, so he's somehow on the floor, and the person who's the stranger, he's on top. It's a very poetic way of saying it doesn't make any sense. That's the bottom line. It doesn't make any sense. It's a kavachomer. How in the world can you say that the person who couldn't do it, he's the one who's chayev? So Rabbeinu Moshe Bar Yosef, who we just quoted before, he writes, that non misafkalon, the dilma she'eino yachal mechayev tfei, v'sha'osa kol kocho. Comes a bit of motion, says, this is Mila Shetasi. It all depends, you get an E for effort on the Shabbos. The person who's exerting all his kochos, he's the one who's more chayev. So the person who was in Eino Yachol, he didn't do that much, but whatever he did it with a full heart. He really extended himself. By Shagin, the person who's Yachol, he did a lot, but he gave a half-baked effort. So it's almost like the two Tamidim. The guy who gets a 100 because he just breathes the final. But the guy who got an 80, but he really, really worked the day and night to get that 80, so he gets more credits. That's what the Rebbeinu Moshe is saying. So the bottom line is, we're left with two different approaches in the Rishonim as to what the nature of the p'tor of Shnayim Shesu is. Is Shnayim Shesu a p'tor of Shelo Kederech? That's how Rashi formulated it. Or Shnayim Shesu, the nature of the p'tor is, because you're not putting all that much, and then the Ritva kind of touches up some of the Gemaras, according to both opinions. Is there enough Kabbalah Ladina? At the end of the day, Shnayim Shesu is potter. So does it really matter whether it's based on Shelo Kederech, whether it's based on not putting enough effort? So the post can discuss the following Shiloh. Can a person create his own Shnayim Shesu'ua? Sounds like a little bit of a stira. If you're one person, you're not Shnayim. I'll do as follows. I want to, writing's New Zealand, I turn on a light switch. Right? A light switch that's also to turn on. Okay, well, so both light switches right now are also to turn on. So I want to turn on a light switch in Shabbos. So what do? I lum de shavar. I go ahead and I take both of my hands, and together with both fingers, both hands, I turn the light switch on. What do you think about that? Is that a malacha deraisa or is that not a malacha deraisa? So come to Poskim and say, l'char, it depends what the nature of the p'tur of Shnayim Shesu'ua is. According to Rashi, the Shnayim Shesu'ua is rooted in Shelo Kederech. It's a meshuvah d'gula, it's a strange way of doing malacha with two different people's hands. That's not the normal way of doing malacha. Now again, as we mentioned at the end of the show yesterday, I wouldn't have figured that out on my own. I need a pasuk to teach it to me. But once I have a gzeiras hakos of Shnayim Shesu'ua, then I realize that the nature of the p'tur is based on Shelo Kederech. And that's the case. It is as Shelo Kederech to do it with both of my hands as it has to do it with my hand and your hand. Anytime you have a mishumdik way of doing the malacha, that's automatically labeled as being included in the p'tur of Shnayim Shesu'ua. So according to Rashi, if a guy's all by himself and he wants to create a Shnayim Shesu'ua, he is the Shnayim. This is one hand. Oh, no, so that's what he said, that it is the same thing. So you're really asking the question that we were bothered with yesterday, what do you need a pasuk for? If it's Shelo Kederech, if it's a Shinu, what do you need a pasuk for? So we gave him, we had difficulty with it yesterday. We were forced to say something along the lines that this is a type of a Shinu that I would not have figured out on my own. I wouldn't think this meets the regular criteria of Shinu, but once the Torah is begal to me that it's potter, then I realize that the nature of Torah is Bederech Shinu. So according to Rashi, I'm a desert island, and I pressed a button with two hands, so we look at what I did and say, that's strange, that's odd. Normally you press the button with one hand. So the same way that we say that there's a p'tur of Reuven and Shimon pressing the button together, there's a p'tur of Reuven's right hand and Reuven's left hand pressing the button together as well. But according to the Ritva, according to Rabbeinu Moshe, that the nature of the p'tur of Shnayim Shesu'ua is that he's not exerting all his effort, there's somebody else who's helping along, so he's only putting in a half-baked effort, I'm putting in a full-baked effort. Instead of putting in an effort with my right hand, I'm putting in my effort 50 with my right hand, 50 with my left hand. So my nefkamina, which part of my body does the malacha, that's considered to be a malacha gemur deraisa. So according to the Ritva, it would be very, very hard for a person to create a shnayim shesu'ua unless he literally has a shnayim. So according to Rashi, it's the shelo kederech that's the poter. According to the Ritva, it's the half effort that's the poter. Obviously, you need another person to make your effort into only a half effort.
Isn't it much easier nefkamina, like, Yeah,
nice and full of your own.
Not really
full of your own.
Like, we got new gas.
Oh, that's, so that's, is that, you know, yachol, something which is heavy?
But really heavy. It's yachol.
I slept it out by myself. You know, I couldn't get it all the way out because it was just too heavy.
So that's called Ener Yechol. So you're saying that's
no, but I'm saying, I mean, I could have done it, but I just like, why should
so I mean, you want to know what we're going
to do? Waiting for another guy to come and do, because that's, it's Bederach to do it to me. Could I do it by myself? I could.
Right.
But the real, real shot.
Okay, so that's saying that it could be that there may be nuances in Machlokes in Rashi and the Ritva in terms of when you draw the line. Everybody agrees that there is this line of demarcation called Zeyachol. Where exactly do you draw the line? According to Rashi, we're always going to be looking at, we're just going to be asking one question. If you see two guys carrying a couch, you don't think they're crazy.
Right. 95% of the time you're going to do it with two people. But right. Lamaise,
okay, maybe. Could be that without also Chabraf Kri. It's possible. So there is a major question.
Do we say that there's these different levels of shinui, that like Shnayim Sersu is a lower level shinui, like if you could do it...
Okay, we're going to get to that. In terms of, is there a hierarchy in shinui? We'll see as we go on. But there is a fundamental question about the very nature of the Petur of Shnayim Sersu. You know, we've been talking a lot in the last day and a half about Shnayim Sersu, the details, the cases, exists, the cost of the svaras, but there is something fundamental about Shnayim Sersu that they haven't really tackled. What was the original moch of Shnayim Sersu? So remember back to yesterday's Maamar Kamos, the Gemara did have a pasuk. It says ba'asosa, achas kol mitzvos, ba'asosa osas kulav lo osas mitzosa. That pasuk happens not to be written about Shabbos per se. It happens to be written about Karban Chatas. It's describing if a person does an aveira that would normally chayev a Karban Chatas, so he has to do the aveira b'shtaybus. So if he does the aveira b'chetzia, that wouldn't be he wouldn't be chayev. One can raise the following question. What's the nature, what's the very essence, what's the agdar of this p'tur of Shnayim Sersu'a? Is Shnayim Sersu'a a didn karbonos? It's a didn chatos? It's a p'tur nuchas chatos. In order for a person to be chayef to be a karbon chatos, a lot of different conditions have to be met. Let's say it has to be shogeg. If it's not shogeg, you're not chayef altogether. Then you have whole sugyas, you have mesechta and shas, mesechta's krisos, defining what is a shogeg, what's not called a shogeg. There are a lot of different conditions that are necessary for the parsha of chatos to kick in. Is this one of those conditions, ba'asoysa, that they have to be oises kula? If you do oises mitzosa, oises chetzia, you're not going to be chayef. But it's just a p'tur in chatos. What would that mean, it's just a p'tur in chatos? It means it's not a p'tur in Shabbos. It's not a heter in Shabbos. If I would come and ask somebody, I come and ask the Rav, am I permitted to turn on this light switch together with somebody else? Midderaisa, forget about Midderabana. Midderaisa. Am I permitted two people together to go and turn on the light switch? So the Rav will tell me, no, you're not allowed to do that. It's not a heter. Shnayim Sersu'a is not a heter in Nuchas Shabbos. Shnayim Sersu'a is a poter midderaisa of a karban chatos. But it still qualifies as an act of Chilul Shabbos. It's still a violation. Lo sasaka malacha. My nafkamina, we did it. You, together with it. What does make a difference? Shnayim Sersu'a is only a potir in from Karban. Haraya, the whole makor of Shnayim Sersu'a is learned out from the parsha of Karban. It doesn't say anything in Chilul Shabbos. It's not like some of the other Peturim that we've seen in Chilul Shabbos, like Malachas Machshavas. So Malachas Machshavas, that's a potir in Chilul Shabbos. So Minat Torah, I'm allowed to do, let's say, Psikreshtol Nichalei. Min haTorah I'm allowed to do a Malach Shetzich LeGufa. Min haTorah I'm allowed to do a Mekalkel. All the different dinim that are derived perhaps from Malachas Machsheves, I'm allowed to do it. Why? Because the Torah says, Lo Sasako Malacha. The word Malach is defined by Mishkan. The phrase Malachas Machsheves appears by Mishkan. So it's as if the Torah is saying in Shabbos, Lo Sasa Malachas Machsheves. Anytime I'm not doing Malachas Machsheves, I'm not doing anything else. So Midaraisa, it's Mutar. Sometimes Midrabban, it's also okay. Those are technicalities. But Midaraisa, whenever it's lacking Malachas Machsheves, that's a din Hilchos Shabbos. That's a din front of Hilchos Shabbos. The whole din of Shnayim Sersu'a is not do Hilchos Shabbos. It's a poter and karbanos. As such, if I come and ask a shayla, can I do a Shnayim Sersu'a? The answer is chas v'shalom. That's called lo sasaka malacha. If I did it b'sheigeng, am I going to be chayef chatas for it? That's a different discussion. That's one unique way of understanding Shnayim Sersu'a. Or maybe one could argue, no, maybe Shnayim Sersu'a, true, the makor, it's rooted in a pasuk that appears by Kabbalas, but the nature of the din of Shnayim Sersu'a is that it's a p'tur nuch Shabbos. It's a, not just a p'tur, it's a heter nuch Shabbos. That's not called a malacha. B'chlal, that's not considered to be a malacha. So what's the nature of the din? What's that halacha? So l'chora, we have to check in other areas of halacha and see, does the din of Shnayim Sersu'a appear in other areas of halacha as well? So there is a Rambam from the last of the Maamar Kamos. So the Rambam, in the last page of the Maamar Kamos, it looks Talayim, Pertes Halacha Tes, as far away from the Shabbos as we could think. The Rambam is discussing about There's an issa called lo sachrosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. When it's not permitted to work two animals, which are different species of animals, together, so not only is we're not allowed to work them together, but any causing of the animals that are tied together to be moving and doing any kinds of, even if it's not literally plowing, it's not literally threshing, it would still be a problem. So comes the Rabbi and Perek Tesla Chetesn tells us, Agola she'emoshchen asa kilayim, hayosha be'agola loke. What if you have a wagon that's being pulled by kilayim, it's being pulled by a shor and a chamor, and I'm sitting in the wagon? I'm not working anything, I'm not being chayresh, but I'm getting a ride in the wagon, so I'm chayim malchus for that. That's also a violation of the sakhosh b'shor v'chamor yachtav. Yafal pishlo hinig, even though I'm not even taking the reins, I'm not even causing the animals to work. Just the mere fact that I'm sitting in the wagon, I'm considered to be participating in the act of quote unquote harisha, of the work of kilayim. And similarly, if there's one person sitting in the wagon, and there's another guy hitting the animals, getting the animals to move, so they're both chayim malchus, each one is in violation of the sachrosh. Even if you have 100 people in the animal, 100 people working together to try to get these animals to move, they're all considered to be chayim malchus, each and every one of them gets malchus. Now this is clearly a case where I don't need 100 people. I don't know too much about getting animals to move, but I don't need 100 people to get my shor and chamor to move. And still, I got 100 people holding the stick together. The Rambam says, Lokin, you chay about this. So comes to Kiveger and says, you see from this Rambam, one side of Echakira, you see from this Rambam that the din of Shnaim Shesu'ah is not a matir. It doesn't let you do something l'chadchila. You see that Shnaim Shesu'ah is a p'tur, it's after the fact. That means it's a p'tur from what? Not a p'tur from Malkus, it's a p'tur from Chatas. It's a special Zerusa Kosa that you don't bring a Karmel Chatas. But is it considered to be an Isser? A V'at is considered to be an Isser. It's considered to be an Isser Goma Midaraisa. And therefore, when you come and ask a Shaila, am I allowed to do this Malacha Derech Shnai Sam Tzua? The answer is no. The same way that if I come and ask a Shaila, am I allowed to be Noeg Chorish B'Kilayim? The answer is absolutely not. And if I do it, I'm going to be chayev malchus in ochos kilayim. I'm going to be potter from a carbon in Shabbos. You know, what can I do? The pasuk says basosa prat l'shnayim shasua. But that's only a p'tor in chatas. That's not a p'tor in malchus. That's what Kveg is right. Now one could perhaps, it's hard for us to disagree with Kveg, but one could perhaps disagree with Kveg is right and say, shnayim shasua in ochos Shabbos is mamash matir. It's a p'tor legamrei. It's just that this is not ochos Shabbos. So maybe it's a different story of the Gamri. But the reason Rabbi Kivega didn't seem to think that was correct. But Achol Panim, Rabbi Kivega at least thought that from this Rambam Ruchus Kilayim, that could reveal to us a little bit about the nature of the din of Shnayim Shesu'ah in terms of is it a Hetel Lechatchila or is it just a Ptur after the fact from a Karmel Chatas. It's based on this idea that Shnayim Shesu'ah may only be a Ptur from Chatas that... If you take a look at the seventh of the Rambam Kamos, so the Or Sameach in the seventh of the Rambam Kamos in Chaf Halach Yud Aleph quotes from the Baal HaNesivos. The Nesivos wrote several svarim. One of them was the Sefer Mekor Chaim. Mekor Chaim was his Peirush and Ochos Pesach. At the end of the Mekor Chaim, he writes a couple of ha'aras here in the Abed Ochos Shabbos. So, for Yisrael Mekor Chaim Ochos Shabbos, she'amah, de lehotzi ayyadei beiz behemos, ye bechlau shebechver apata bebehem tomutar. The Mekor Chaim raises the following shayla, vis-a-vis shvisas behema. You know, the Torah says that not only am I not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, but my animal's not allowed to do malacha as well. So what if I arrange that I have something that I want to get carried in the street on Shabbos, so I know that my animal carrier itself, that would be a problem. So this is deraisa, shvisas behema. So I'll set it up in such a way that two animals will carry it. Now, it's something that each animal on their own could have done it. So it's a quote-unquote zeyachol, well, I guess Zo Yechol, a little more correct, dictuk, but each of the animals could have done it on their own, and I go ahead and arrange it that both animals carry it together. So basically, the Nesivos is raising the Shaila, does the Sugya of Shnayim Shesu'ah carry over to Shvisas Behema or not? So he pilpels back and forth and back and forth. In the middle of that discussion, the Mekor Chaim throws out the following possibility, that maybe the Ptur of Shnayim Shesu'ah doesn't make any sense in Ruchu Shvisas Behema. Why should it not make any sense in Shvisas Behema? So if you hold the Shnayim Shesu'ah is only a potir from Chatas, so then This is not chatas b'chol. There is no chiyuv chatas for shvisas beima. Shvisas beima is an issur in and of itself. Shvisas beima will be closer to the model of Reb Kiveg and the Rabbi Hilchos Kelayim, where I'm coming to ask a shaila. Am I allowed to do such and such ayadei shvisas beima? I'm sorry, ayadei shnayim shesu'ua. So if you hold that shnayim shesu'ua is just a p'tur after the fact, it's a special polter from chatas, but in terms of being a ma'isa veira, it's considered to be a full-fledged ma'isa veira, so then this would be a problem by shvisas beima. By shvisas beima, there's no chatas involved. I'm coming to ask a shaila. Am I allowed to do it? So the answer is absolutely not. Chas shalom, you're not allowed to do it. If one wants to take the other approach, that Shnayim Shesu'ua is a not just a tour after the fact, but it's mamish not called malacha altogether. That's zero. That's the same. It's the same kind of a tour as malachas b'cheves. It's not considered to be a malacha of Shabbos altogether. So when the Torah says your animal's not allowed to do malacha, this is not called malacha. This is like my animal doing a malacha shetzik legufa. This is like my animal doing a psikreishal nichalei. This is like my animal doing things that are not included in malacha and Shabbos altogether. So the Yosemech happens to not like this discussion of Mekor HaChayim for another reason. If you go,
it's also there's a million reasons why your animal doesn't have the same rules as the Malacha as a person. I'm saying he's also not your animal's not Malach Machsheves. I'm saying. Yeah, he really wanted to do something else.
Okay.
It goes on the person, the
issue
on the person.
Okay, so you're trying to set the details in terms of maybe they can carry over. But with the Mekor HaChayim and Yosef Mecha touching upon the fundamental question, is this just a chatas tekadim, which would be totally irrelevant in the realm of animals? So the Yosef Mecha has an interesting raya to the sugya, where he says that he thinks the whole shah is a moot shayla. He says, if you take a look at, it's the third line in the Yosef Mecha, the end of the line, he says, "V'hoiso tzos agol ayde shnei bekarim." He says, "Look at the pesukim of last week's parsha, Parshas Noso." So the Torah tells you about how they used to carry the crushes, to carry the things in the Mishkan. So they were carried by animals, and the Torah says, "Beferish, how many animals there were? There's more than one animal." So he says, "What are you tippling about whether shnayim shesu'ua applies to animals?" The Torah says, "Temole, that was the way they did in the Mishkan. How could it have been done in the Mishkan and still be potter?" Okay, we have to go back to the Mishkan and figure out how much of the Mishkan we do learn. So he doesn't like the Yosef. He doesn't like the Mekor HaChayim based on technical grounds. But conceptually, there's a fundamental question going on here. What the very nature of the din of Shnayim Shesu'ua is all about. How does it play out for us, Lamaisa, in terms of Shnayim Shesu'ua? Do we really have shailas in terms of a real bona fide shailas of Shnayim Shesu'ua? So no one's going to pask in a shaila lechatchila to go ahead and do a shnayim shesu'ua, even if you hold it midaraisa, it's mutter, but midarabon it's still going to be also. The Mishnah does use the word potter, so potter usually means potter balosar. So no one's going to say lechatchila, well, it's dark in the room, okay, we'll have two guys together, we'll turn on the lights, which that's not an option. But the question is, can we possibly invoke shnayim shesu'ua in cases of cholim, in cases where, anyway, we're going to do a malach, chol sheyesh persakana. So I want to turn on the light on Shabbos, I'm allowed to turn on the light on Shabbos, chol sheyesh persakana. But we've said many times that even though you're allowed to do a malach for the guch nefesh, many of the Rishonim, we assume malach, supposed to try to do it in an abnormal way if you can, you're supposed to try to avoid it if you can. You're not supposed to do a malach at deraisa if you can do it derech derabanan. So I have an opportunity to turn on the light on Shabbos, so I want to know, should I invoke a shnayim shesu'ua? Is that a good option or not? So we'll have to figure this out a little more on Friday.
Have a
chol sheyesh b'sakana. So anyway, it's mutter to do whatever, I mean, assuming that I need a light for him. So assuming I need the doctor's got to examine the chodesh, so I have to turn the light on anyway. Is there a mila to have two people turn on the light together? Or do I not gain all that much by doing that? So we'll have to talk a little bit more on Friday how some of this is going to play out. So the basic shayos we have in terms of shnayim shesu'ua are the machlokes Rashi and the Ritva, what the nature of the p'tor is. Is it rooted in shalik derech, or is it rooted in not exerting all the effort? We have bein lefi Rashi, bein lefi Ritva, the differences between zeyochel versus zeyochel, why that distinction makes sense according to everybody. And then we have the fundamental lom d'shashayla, where the shnayim shesu'ua is only a p'tor from a korban after the fact, or where the shnayim shesu'ua is just a hetagomer across the board, even lechetchila on the level of deraisa, with the possible spill over to the case of the shvisas behema. For the Shabbat Friday, we'll talk about halacha lemaisa, how it plays out in terms of chayim.
That Rashi and
the Rebbe,
this question on whether
it's
a
tour
from a
carbon or a tour from a... Oh, I mean, it may depend on Rashi and the Rebbe. Yeah. I mean, I'll talk about that Friday also. Because at the end of the day, these two parts of the Shia may be Talizem as well. All right, let's see.